we're holding the Tesla and Olive in the run. Just like a shua can't be chal al shua, so neder can't be chal al neder, and kaidam alai kikr zeh twice is only chayv once. Chitana yesh neder b'sef neder, davka lim mishtein azir, so the mina kir kasivna. It just means that you maintain two simultaneously, but it means you do one after the other. And that's why we switched to naziris, because naziris is a time-based type of an idea, so we can discuss the idea of doing it twice. Okay. Miu, l'ha milsa adifa nadar me b'shuas, shenadar b'chalim ala shuas, v'en shuas chalos ala nadar. Another point which they have is a neder can be chal on a shua, but a shua can't be chal on neder. Ketzad. Nishba sheyoichel kikr zeh. The person makes a shua that he's not going to eat it, then he makes a kainim that he's not going to make it osur. So then Allah is osur l'ochli. It's now osur to eat it both because of the shua and because of the kainim. Shemin Eliel, kainim sukkah shani oisa, lulav shani yinaitel, osur. The person makes a sukkah osur, he makes a lulav osur. I'm sorry, he made a shua that he's going to eat the kikr, and then he made a neder that he's not going to eat it. So he can't eat it, because the neder is chal, just like the sukkah becomes asur. Ubavadi to kihecha the neder chal al dvar mitzvah chal nami ashua shemitzvah ushua shtein iser gavra hein. There are halachas on the individual. Chalai iser chafsa the nedarim levat lo meshe baltasa. So the iser neder on the item is chal, and the mele you cannot do the mitzvah, or you cannot do the shua. Yeah. So he ends up not doing the mitzvah b'shev al tasa. V'efshar gam ken shekashem shenedr chal al ashua levatla kachu chal l'kayma. So the same way it's mevatal, it would also be mekayim. Shanish b'shal yechol kikr zeh. Because of also love b'kayim. So he makes a shua he's not going to eat. Then he makes a kayim that he's not going to eat it. V'ochlo is chayim shtayim. He'll be chayim twice. That's appropriate. If it can be mevatel a shua and make him also to eat that which he's made a shua that he's going to eat, logic would say that the neder should be chal to maintain the shua. How time a gufe? The ksivna and the logic is the same. The kivna the shua is less no ella iser gavra. Shua is a din of the gavra. So you're adding, not only is it Isser on the Gavra, but the item itself is now intrinsically Yasser. Now, if as presented, once on the Gavra, once on the Chafsa, we should argue the same way you can put on the Chafsa after the Gavra, you can put on the Gavra after the Chafsa. That's not true. Shem also allowed some a kicker. He made the kicker also as a kainim. Because of a nishba lov sheyachlenu, and he made a shul he's going to eat it. Pshita sheinu roshoy lochli, he can't eat it because it's also eat. B'chein nami, if nishba lov sheloy yachlenu. So now there's no stira between the shua and the neder. So maybe the shua should come and support the neder. He's not over this or shua. He's only over this or bal yachel of the neder. Well, like lemeimer, the iser chefsa the nedarim chayal iser gaber the shuas. We should argue the same way the iser chefsa of the neder can be chayal on the iser gaber of the shua. Hakinami iser gaber the shuas lechol al iser chefsa the nedarim. It should work both ways. Why we don't say that? Mishum the nedarim kihecha the isbahu iser chefsa iser gaber nami isbahu. The neder isn't only an iser chefsa. Every iser chefsa is always in conjunction with the gavra. What it means is you're putting an iser on the item, that therefore the individual cannot interface with that item, but it creates a din on the gavra. Now that the item became osir, there's an iser in the Torah, but bal yachal dvar, which is on the gavra. V'hai lav Isser Gavrahu. This Isser Bayachal Devaroi is Isser Gavra k'chol loisase shebetar, like every other loisase in the Torah. If ein mokel l'shua shetachal on the door, so the shua can't be chal even to be mekayim, because it's already osir. So it's like Moshe Raymond, we had the you can't make an isser, it's already osir. The Yerushalmi says in the first parak, "Mekikar echod." In case of a kikar, "Mekimish Yisrael of Shua." Kinevela. Once he makes a shua on it, it's like it now becomes usher, just like this is eaten avela. Mekanevela kemechol shuas al yisurim, mechuas cholas al yisurim. So it's like baking a shua on an avela. So the Mor says, Moshavu Emet, you can't make a shua not to eat an avela because it's already also eaten avela. Amar Yudan. So you make it usher first of the netter, then you can't put the shua on afterwards. But if you put a shua first, you can put a netter afterwards. Okay. So the Gemara, shua shalo echol, shua shalo echol, v'ochol eno chai v'lachas. So it's only one shua. Amar Rava, in Mishal al Bishana, shniya chal alav. But if you're mad to the first one, the second one is chal. I mean, my, how do I know that? You know, look at Tony, the Lashon of the Mishnah didn't say chai v'achas. In Bach Yus is Chai Bach Inami Eina Ela Achas, but Bekatani Ena Chai Ela Achas. So the Lashon sounds like that you only Chai of once means that's theoretically the other one is effective in some way, but I can't hold you responsible for one more than one. But there is a second one to discuss. As opposed to saying it's nothing. It's not nothing at all. It's there, potentially. And when you're mocked to the first one, therefore the second one can be chal, because it is held, as it were, in the air, waiting to be chal. Therefore, Ravchuhu, the less law, it has no place to take effect. Therefore, when you take the first one away, the second one is chal. The Shachrina Chiyuba Hudaleka Hashua Ika. The Lashon is Ena Chayiv Alachas. The issue is we're discussing Chiyuvim. It's not a question of Chiyuvim. It should say it's not a Shua. Apparently, it is a Shua. Just is not you're not Chayiv in that Shua. So it means that therefore you remove the other one, it'll be Chal. Hashua Ika. My help. So what's that relevant that the Shua exists? The Chiddur Rabba. So this is the second version of the presentation. It starts from the Mishnah and it goes out to Rabba's Din, as opposed to starting from Rabba's Din and going back to the Mishnah. We have a riot to Rabba. It says Mishnah Nodesh and Aziris Monas Rishana Behifrish Carbon Vinishal Leah. This Tosefta which you quoted on your Zion of Bays. Also the Shnei Berishana, so now the second netter is Chal, second Aziris is Chal, and the second one can use the time that the first one was used in its stead. So we see it works retroactively. And once you're out to the first one, the second one is Chal. The verse says no, there's no Raya. Kagancha Kibbul Lov, Shnei Aziris Bevasachas. This is another example where you see, like, the Lashon of the Masechta's term is a little bit different than the we would expect the lawyer, right? It's like, more does it in the term sometimes. It's like Yerushalmi a little bit. The case would be if you're Mekabel Nazir to Basachas, so then there's two. And then when you're Sherl on the first one, the second one is really there. and it'll use the time of the first one for the second one. But in the case where you made one and then a second one afterwards, where the second one has no place to be chal, maybe it's batel legamri. And even if you're mat to the first one, there's no second one. So that's not a right to rub. Proving Rabba's din from this case of Shein Aziris is a karchin kirafuna sirle. Has all the kirafuna. Damer be'emer hareni nozer hayom ve'nozer hayom en aziris chalal en aziris. He holds the kirafuna that even by aziris saying twice in the same time period is not chal. Because the kashmul sirleit, there are filled with a gab naziris chal on naziris. If you tell me that naziris is chal, reinozayim, so you bring a rye from a case where it is chal to a case where it's not chal. Here's the case of ain shua chal shua. We're saying yeah, but the second one is waiting in the wings to enter when the first one is removed. And a raya, the case for both were chal, lechachila, what's the raya? Over here it's not chal, but it is chal. According to Shmuel, both naziris are chal. You only know the second naziris later, but both are here. Hayoim, both of them have taken effect to himi mechai of the person with dinim. Dil mashani halcha, the b'shosh nadar. When you made the neder, both were chal. That's why later on, when you remove the first one, the second one immediately jumps in. But if by shua, where when you made the shua, nothing happened, it's not chal. So I can tell you, it's even what is not chal now, it's bottle, and it never be chal. So according to Shmuel, this bechal not arrived from this rice. Ella barai mishum the sir like kirafuna. This Gemara, which is bringing a raya, hold a kirafuna that by neder by such a case is not chal. So now it's a perfect parallel to Shua. By neder is not chal, by Shua is not chal, and you see over here by neder it says once you mat to the first one, the second one takes effect. It's a raya to rabba. Now the only thing is maybe the case of the Braisa was a case of Hayyam al-Lamacher. It was a case of Hirenos Hayyam, Hirenos al-Lamacher, then it's not a right to rob it, because then the second one is Kyle. So Hakakomer. Vaday Homasisa Ba'omer Hirenos Hayyam, Misuk. But the case has to be not that that's the case of Hirenos Hayyam, Hirenos al-Lamacher. It has to be the same day. How do I know? Because the Lashon says also Lashon Yerushalayim, like the Mor said before, which means that the second one will be totally accomplished with the time of the first one. Not if he said already knows the Yom Raiders of the Macher. So leaving aside the Mor is directly through to before, the substance of the Bryce is Nozor Yom and Nozor Yom. And still it says Kilahachi, he should be Shosh and Nodar Lechayel Neder Sheni, according to Rav Huna. Ki Mitchell, another Rishon HaChayel, but once you're mat there, retroactively the first one is removed, and the second one takes effect, and you use that time of the first one. Okay, Rabba, how do I know that that's the case? Dibamer Hayom Reynos Hayom Reynos and the Macher Askinen. And that's why the second one is the Chal immediately. So, and that's what Shemachi Tani also Lashneim Barishayna Tvi Shem Shosh and Nazar Chal Lashneim, because when he made the second letter it was Chal. Im Ken Hechi Tani also Lashneim Barishayna Vayika Yom Yisera Ika Yom Yisera Badaki the Hakha Kigun Shekibul Abishtein Naziris Basacha Saskina. So it's not a riot. Shemachi Kinishal Abishana also Lashneim Barishayna the Fish of Shosh and Nodar Havishtein Naziris Riyas Lochel. Both Naziris are really a right to be Chal because it was Basachas. Elamai what? So you can't do both at the same time. So you do one after the other. But if you're mad to the first one, of course, the second one was really chal chadchila. You just weren't being noigig yet. The second was not chal when he made the netter. I can tell you, even after your mouth to the first one, Rav is not correct, I could say. And the second one doesn't move backwards, it's just bottled the gamri. There's no union being keeping the second shvua. That's what I could have said. Okay. Zatiran. Shua, two shuas, one after the other. Linyan alacha. Zatiran. Vipasak rava. Then he the adke siyate. Even though we, all the more did was slug up the raya to support him. But shmaita lo yitke, we haven't slugged up his din. So the more brings the siyata to rub over there, and the lashon of the Mishnah, which the more pointed out, in Romans did fits nicely the lashon of Enochai Balakas. So we're going to assume the more is not being doicha rabba, the raya to rabba, because the more holds rabba is wrong, and therefore wants to be mad to the raya, but rather we pass like rabba, just say the raya, it's not conclusive. An inconclusive raya is not a raya. Let's start the Mishnah. Yeah. Stam adorim lahachmer, upirushim lahakal. Last thing afterwards, okay? Stam adorim lahachmer, upirushim lahakal. If a person says a lashon neder in a wake which we interpreted one or two ways, we assume the way which is effective, l'hachmer. But if the person was mefarish, he's neman to say that that's what he meant. Kesa. Amar harei like b'sar kibasim aliyach. This item she asked me to like salted meat. Salted meat, the Torah says the meat in the Mizbeach has to be salted. So maybe it means the meat of the Mizbeach. Maybe it means tam, you know, what you buy in the store. Regular meat. Chiyai Nesach. So he can mean Chiyai Nesach, which is Nosach, which you do the act of being Menasach on the Mizbeach, which would mean, or he can mean Avodah Zarah, which would be a Dabar Aser. In Mishal Shemayim, that's the gears on the side. In Mishal Shlomim, Nader is Aser. In Mishal Basichabim, Nader is Mutter. I'm sorry, the case of Osunik also means that they use it for a carbon to Avodah Zarah. So, Basim Aliyah also, this is a case of using it for Avodah Zarah. So they met a carbon in the Shemayim, it's a good netter. They met Avodah Zarah, it's not. So, Bim Stam is also, he said it's Stam, we assume it's, if we clarify, he meant that it's a Chavim, so then it's Mutter. Hareya like a Chavim. The Shriyasa Mila Chavim, Im Kicharim Shal Shemayim, is also, Im Kicharim Shal Kahanim. There's a din of Kherim Kahanim, the world will talk about that. So, those persons said Lashon of Kherim Kahanim, it goes to the Kahanim, it doesn't have a din Kedusha Timat is in it. Im stam is also real kemaiser. Im kemaiser behema nadar is also. So behema is a form of a netter through the process of the counting. You put a kedusha on it, but it's a kedusha's korban netter. Im shalgar and maiser of the garman, which even though it's also, but it's a davar also, not davar nadar. Motzim im stam is also real kachuma. Im kachuma is a lishka nadar. Is also means the truma of the lishka. That's the people which are being menada to the money to the base of mikdash. So it's a form of a netter. Im shal garvin, truma of the garvin is a dabar haaser, like we said before. Mutter im stam haaser. Dibur meir. In the case of truma, that the meir is viroimer. Stam truma bihuda asura. Galil muteris. Shenach Galil makirim is truma salishka. Even though we have a rule that we say that stam is lahachmir, that's only within an area of purview what the person would be thinking about. But if you're living in a place where Chumas Alishkas is not on people's mind, people never refer to the Chumas Alishkas as the Chuma. You can imagine the colloquial, you know, in the Yerushalayim, the Chumas Alishkas was done three times a year. Did they do the Chuma yet? You know, they would use such a lashon, the Chuma referring to Chumas Alishkas. But in Galil, it doesn't exist. So when a person says Chuma, he means automatically Chuma of the Garum, which is not a Kal. Stam Chorom Bihuda, Mutorim, Galil Asurim, Shenanche Galil Makirim Eskar Mekahana. And vice versa, in Galil, since most of the Kahanim do not live in the Galil, live near the area near the Beis HaMikdash, so Kherme Kahanim was something which was in a language which was used in Yehuda, but not in Galil. So when they say Kherim, they definitely mean Kherim of Chorom Hektish, Kherme Gavoya, and therefore it's going to be good matter. Okay.